Gwanda is the Director of Quality and Outcomes for Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital. Now, they are an advertising partner here on the program, but whenever anyone has success and is recognized, we like to give them props. And the National Rural Health Association named Hayes Green Beach as one of the top 100 critical access hospitals out of 1,300 across America. And in addition, the hospital was recently recognized for outstanding performance and patient safety, and received 3 quality improvement awards for excellence for inpatient and outpatient clinical performance, as well as emergency department transfers by the Michigan Center for Rural Health. Well, Juan, it sounds like you're going to have to get the trophy case enlarged, because Hayes Green Beach has just been rocking and rolling.
Well, actually, we got awards last year, too, so yes, we do have to increase the trophy case. It's down in our lobby, so the new awards will be going in that case.
Well, let's talk about the award as one of the top critical access hospitals. What do you have to do to be cited, and what's that mean?
Well, actually, the award is new this year for critical access hospitals, and what they are looking at is a hospital strength index, which compares hospitals on financial, value-based, and market-driven performance. Specifically, what they look for is to see how strong the hospital is, whether they have a dominant, which this is how they scored us in that top 100, and we're one of two in Michigan. Dominant market share with growing demand is one thing. Less direct competition in the local market, and of course we're about 18 miles outside of Lansing, so pretty much out here by ourselves. Outstanding quality and safety programs, the other quality programs that you just talked about that we received through the Michigan Center for Rural Health. Loyal, satisfied patients. Efficient and appropriately priced services, and a strong balance sheet with surplus capital. There were about 53 items narrowed down into those categories that we got the award for.
What's that mean for the hospital?
Well, it actually means it really recognizes the quality and the improvements that that we've made over the past few years. I've been at the hospital just over 5 years, and unlike the other acute care hospitals, like up in Lansing, they're called the tertiary hospitals. Those hospitals are paid based on a lot of these measures. Right now, critical access hospitals are not. Our payment structure is a little bit different. We can't exceed 25 beds. We're called a critical access hospital. We're in rural areas. We serve a need of a rural community. However, in the future, that might change, that we have to meet these measures. For instance, when you talked about the inpatient measures, what falls in that category is when we have a congestive heart failure patient that comes into the organization, we need to do certain things to ensure that we're providing the best care and evidence-based medicine for them to heal and, be able to, to leave the institution. And by looking at certain parameters or certain metrics is what we call it. For instance, when pneumonia patients come in, we always offer them a pneumonia shot, an antibiotic shot. We give them the correct antibiotic that the evidence-based medicine says is the best for the pneumonia that they have. We give that antibiotic within so many hours of them coming into the organization. So really, what it does for us is it keeps us on a steadfast path of continual improvement, which we have done, thus winning the award. But our board, our administration, everyone at this organization, our goal literally is to be 100% in these quality measures.
Well,
and that's what we strive for.
Well, Wanda, congratulations. Thanks so much, and we'll talk with you soon.
Okay.